Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's the Morning Mess Recap Podcast from 95.1 WAPE.
95.1 WAPE, Jacksonville's number one hit music station, is the Big A Morning Mess. Thank you so much for joining us today, folks. So yesterday, Megan was telling me about how generous she was a local man in need. Apparently, Megan, tell the story, because what happened.
Okay,
to you
so
yesterday?
Sunday we were going in to eat breakfast at this restaurant, and when we were walking in, I saw this like man who looked like he was walking up to the tables that were outside and was like saying water, water, and he was like holding up a water bottle, and I was like, oh, that's like a homeless man and he needs water. So I instantly overtook my whole brain. I couldn't even think about what I wanted to order because I was like, I have to just go get this guy.
I have to go get him a bottle of water.
So I went in
because you're so generous and kind-hearted.
It's just all I could think about. I was like, that's so sad to watch somebody, you know, be like needing water so bad. That's like the saddest thing I've ever seen. So I went in there, I bought a bottle of water really quick. I made my boyfriend pay for it. And then I walked right back.
Wait a minute. I bought a bottle of water with my boyfriend's money.
He owed me. It was fine.
Okay.
So I walked back outside and the guy had already walked like a block. And then he, like, everybody was, like, watching me walk up to this guy. So I, like, walk up to him, and I'm like, hey, excuse me, sir, I heard you were asking for water, so I bought this for you. And he goes, no, I was trying to sell my water bottle for a quarter. And I've never felt so stupid in my life. I was like, oh, great. Well, here's another one. And then he asked me for cash. He was like, oh, no, I was trying to sell my water. I needed some change.
Wait a minute. So this guy needs a quarter?
Yeah, he said he was trying to sell his water. There was like this old-looking water bottle for a quarter.
So instead of buying this dude's water bottle for a quarter to help him out, you spent $2 buying water.
I didn't have any change, and I thought he was asking for water. Like, I literally had...
didn't give him anything in the end?
The only thing I had was literally a credit card. I had nothing else. I was like, I'm sorry, this is all I have. I thought you were asking for water, and I just gave him another bottle of water. Maybe he can sell the colder one.
Maybe get 50 cents for it.
I mean, I don't know. I didn't know. I just thought, I could have sworn he said I needed water, and it made me feel really sad for him. So
your heart was in the right place.
Yeah, but then I just felt so dumb. I was like, of course. My boyfriend laughed so hard. He thought that was so funny.
Here's a bottle of water for you, sir. No, I was trying to sell his water. Oh, sorry. You got any cash?
No. I was like, no, I don't have any cash. I mean, at that point, I would have given him a freaking dollar. I just didn't have anything.
No, I feel there was a guy in the Winn-Dixie parking lot the other day, and he seemed to be like, I mean, I don't know if you can tell if a homeless person's legit or not, but he seemed legit. Like, you know, he was like, look, and he was holding up his military ID. He's like, I'm a retired Navy vet, but I have no place to go. I have no money.
That makes me so sad.
I know. And I'm with my son and we've got like bags of groceries, and I'm sitting there going, I literally have no cash. Like, I don't carry cash.
Same here, ever.
It's gotta be, I mean, the homeless industry, it's gotta be like the worst thing for them is that people are using credit cards and Apple Pay.
No, seriously.
And Venmo. Cause I felt bad. I went in the car. And we, you know, and my son's asking me 1,000 questions like, Daddy, that guy was in the Navy. Daddy, how come he doesn't have any money? Daddy, are we going to? I'm like, oh, my God.
Right.
So I gathered up all the change I could get and I pulled up to him. I like chased him down in the parking lot.
Yeah.
Which I'm sure it's like, hey, beep, beep, beep. And I rolled down my window. I go, look, this is all I have. It was like 82 cents or something. But he was so grateful, which made me think again that he was legit.
Aw, that makes me so sad. They really need to get like a little Apple Pay for them or something so people can give them money.
Or maybe you could just, you know, give them cash instead of bottles of water. Like, bitch, I already got water. What I need is money. I'm trying to get rid of the water I got. What's wrong with you?
I know, that's exactly what happened.
Oh, Blondie.
Stupid idiot.
These drunk college girls give me water.
And maybe then, next time.
Yeah, maybe next time. We'll work on that. Work on that.
That's a great idea.
Anyway, so here's the deal. There's this clip Megan got us yesterday. This was an interview with Mayim Bialik from the Big Bang Theory.
Yes.
And tell me again how this came up. Where was she, who was she talking to?
She just did a video about it. She said she was literally out at a bar with a bunch of her dude friends, and then they called another girl. They said, look at that girl over there. She's so hot.
Yeah.
And she just felt like she needed to make this, like, basically an announcement.
Yeah, here's a clip.
So when we use words to describe adult women that are typically used to describe children, it changes the way we view women, even unconsciously, so that we don't equate them with adult men. In fact, it implies that they're inferior to men.
By the way, I think she meant subconsciously, because unconsciously would be you're asleep or passed out.
No, yeah, right, exactly. I think she meant that too.
But we all understand what she's trying to
say.
So she doesn't like it when people call girls girls.
Yes.
What about when you call boys boys? Like if you say, ooh, look at that cute boy over there.
I don't know anyone that does that.
What are you talking about? You were sitting in here for babe chat talking about boys yesterday.
Babe chat? No, I was not talking about boys. I don't say, look at those boys over there. That's, to me, I agree with her in that sense. Like, I don't know if it's like that serious, but I do agree with her in the sense that I wouldn't go out to a bar and be like, look at that boy over there. He's so hot. No, that's like something.
I've heard girls all the time call and say, oh my God, there's so many cute boys in here. This is great.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never said that.
I think I would say
like dudes before I would say boy.
Well you
boy
would.
Boy reminds me of like a little 12-year-old boy.
But you're like a surfer, cool girl chick type thing.
I'm not. I just don't. I don't know. I don't think I say boy.
Let me ask you this. Do you call skinny jeans your dude friend?
No, I call him my boyfriend.
Why do you call him your boyfriend?
Because that's his title.
That's his title?
His girlfriend. Yeah. Like I'm his girlfriend.
Right. So you're not offended by that?
No.
Well, then why do you care if guys call other girls girls?
Like I said before, I'm not overly offensive. I'm just saying I understand where she's coming from, because it does sound kind of like you're like a little kid if you call her a girl. Like she guess she just wants people to call them women. I just don't ever call a dude, a guy, a boy, because I feel like it sounds like a young thing. It sounds like I'm talking about a younger boy, so that makes me feel creepy. So I'm not going to like call a guy that I think is attractive a boy. That makes me feel really weird.
I mean, I don't know. So you would just say one, like, that's one of the hottest dudes I've ever met.
Or guy. Yeah, I would say guy.
One of the hottest guys. So what's the opposite of guy?
Girl.
Right. That's the whole 3409.
Are you offended by guy? Because girl and boy are the same, not guy.
I mean, like,
I guess you could say gal.
Are you saying I'm a hot guy or am I like an ugly guy? Like, I'm not offended by the term guy. It's the adjective that comes before it. Bald, stupid, angry, right. Lame. Those are offensive.
Yeah, I understand that.
340-9595, 800-475-9595. Is the term girl offensive when talking about somebody who's, you know, not 12? Yeah. Kat.
Hi, Mark Kay.
Hi, Kat. How are you?
I'm living the dream. How are you?
Good. I'm living the dream, too. It's more of a...
Same.
It's more of a day. Megan's living a nightmare.
Megan.
No.
I don't think that.
No.
I'm all good.
I think you like making Megan live a nightmare occasionally.
Yeah, I think that's definitely the case.
Well, that is my dream. So, what's going on, Kat? What do you want to say about Maya Mbialik like not liking people to call girls girls?
I think that she just made something a little simple, like Megan says. You know, it's just, I guess, kind of a misplaced use of a word. They're not boys, they're men. They're not girls, they're women, but,
right.
You know, I think it's just something people say. But I will say that Megan said, you know, there's a bunch of hot guys in here. Well, then the opposite of that would be gals.
Gals.
Not girls.
Yeah, you're right.
Gals.
No. Well, yeah, I think it would be gals.
Gals is the opposite of guys?
Yeah.
Guys and gals.
Guys and gals.
I thought it was guys and dolls.
I mean, there is a guys and dolls.
But oh, okay.
I think it's general. It's guys and gals.
Oh, okay. All right. So
there's a bunch of pretty gals in here.
Why would you say that? Like, who's going to walk into a bar and say, hey, look at all these hot gals in here? I mean, other than my grandfather.
I mean, like, I don't know. Like,
see, that to me doesn't make
sense. In the day, you would say guys and gals. Now you would say, like, dudes and chicks.
Oh, yeah. Chicks is probably more.
Chicks to me seems way more offensive than girls.
I wonder how she feels about the word chicks.
Yeah.
Probably not very
Megan,
good.
Megan, let me ask you this question. Would you rather be called a hot girl or a hot chick?
I mean, if you want to put hot in front of any of those things, I'm fine with it.
Megan's like, you think I'm hot? Oh, yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling.
Come back and
really
complain.
That's my whole point. Right. See?
Yeah, that would just be.
It's the adjective in front of the noun.
Right.
That makes it offensive.
I can agree with that.
Right.
Tune in weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. to hear The Mess live or follow the podcast on our Big 8 mobile app.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.